Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I am Captain Appropriate Fear.
I'm a scientist, and you guys aren't.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Every time so I have to remind you about stuff.
You talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Are you talking to yourself?
Who else am I talking to?
All the times I tell you your shirt's out or your shoes untied. Come on now.
Look, I try to help you sometimes, and I feel like it goes on deaf ears. He looks up at the TV, and he goes, oh, no, De'Aaron Fox. Well, he's got a hand to it. Anyway, oh, no. When's he going to be back? I said, don't you realize nobody cares about the NBA the first 30 games?
Zion
it's
does.
It's why the Warriors always get off to a good start.
Stop.
Because they're catching teams that are still in preseason mode because they know that the season's too long and that they gotta manage it.
Speaking of which, I mean, preseason game this Sunday, Lakers and Warriors at
no
Chase.
LeBron.
Oh, he's got a...
Yeah. Oh, there's a LeBron playing.
No, is he still... We got to go through this again, huh?
He's in the rotation, Chief.
Oh, my... I'm going to stop.
Let me tell you something.
LeBron's got a nerve issue in the glute. Yeah. Ass.
All I'm saying is don't let Bronny come in here on Sunday and have his way
with
Spencer... Or God forbid, Pods can't guard him.
He cannot be that guy.
My goodness. I can't wait. Dude, we got everything at our disposal. And Niners tonight, man.
No,
man.
It's going to be a fun night. Fun night.
And we got a meeting after.
It's a four-minute meeting. Trust me.
You talked to him?
Yeah. So the 49ers had four turnovers against Jacksonville. And Greg Cosell was on with Willard and Dibbs yesterday. And he was asked about the offensive struggles and how much Purdy's is responsible for that. Take a listen to how Greg Cosell broke it down.
I get into this conversation every week with Colin Cowherd. All people ever want to talk about is the quarterback.
Yep.
He's not the only player on the field. And, you know, I think we get caught up in analyzing the quarterback every single week as if he's the only player that matters. And in this particular case, Purdy is very good at what he is, okay? But if there's no fully formed, fully dimensional offense, he won't play as well as he can play. It's just it's a simple statement. And, you know, so everybody wants to say, well, that's Brock Purdy's fault. No, it's not Brock Purdy's fault.
And that's... I was going to make a snide comment.
No, go ahead.
No.
I mean, it's what you do. So it'd be on brand. Just tell me what you're going to say.
He says he has a conversation every week with Colin Cowherd.
I see it. I watch it.
I was just going to say, have that conversation. You know. Quarterback's one position on a team. He's important, but so's the right guard.
Yeah, I'll just say this. We saw Brock Purdy arguably, forget why, it was one of his worst games in the regular season.
Yeah.
And then now you don't see him, and now you just hope Mac Jones is taking on arguably one of the most talented teams or defenses in the game or in the NFC. I mean, man. How you feeling about, let's just put the right on table, brought to you by Echo Pest Control. How you feeling about tomorrow, the version of the Niners, they lose, it's their 3-2, and it's an ugly win.
Oh, you mean?
Yeah, when I see you tomorrow.
Okay, give me the scenario.
How you feeling about that 3-2? Because we're going to run out of, we're 3-0.
Well, we already did.
But you were injured. But now you're 3-1.
One more time.
How you feeling about the Niners and the state of the team with the injuries, this turf toe coming off if it gets ugly, and now you're once 3-0 is 3-2. Then if you double back and revisit, how did we win those three games? Well, it could have went this way. Yeah. I mean, like, that's what's scaring me about how fast are we progressing towards that?
Unfortunately, this is going to be a very hard game for the 49ers to win because they are hurt and they don't have their starting quarterback. Just because there's part of me that feels like this could be an easy win for the Rams. And if it is an easy win for the Rams, I think I'll probably come in here tomorrow and say, well, we had to expect the possibility of that. Now they got a full week. See if you can get Purdy health. Like,
I got you. Because mathematically, you're still way in it.
I mean, if they got blown out tonight,
you kind of expect it.
Kind of.
Yeah. That's why I said house money. I know that's crazy.
No. But when you said that and then said, oh, Stein's going to get mad, I was thinking the same thing. It's like, it's nobody wants to say it, but it is house money. Why? Because you're going there depleted, so you might as well just throw it all up against the wall. But it's also house money because you did enough work early so that this loss wouldn't kill you.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm saying, and you know what I hate? When you talk like that and people say, well, it sounds like you want to go down there and lose. No.
I got you.
But sometimes you got to be realistic.
Right.
Let's go to Waterman in Corte Madera. Hey, Waterman, how you doing, man?
What's up, fellas? Nice to talk to you again. How you doing?
Thanks.
Same to you.
Good. Well, the way I see it, the only way the Niners win this game is they have to play a completely flawless game with zero mistakes, and the Rams have to make 2 to 3 mistakes, meaning turnovers, fumbles, interceptions, and that gives us a strong chance to win. Jones is going to have to play a flawless game with, behind the line, which who knows how he's going to be able to move around with his knee, depending on how well he can, and we already know he's kind of a statue as it is. So no doubt the Rams are going to bring in lots of pressure to him because we know he can't move around that well, and the Niners' O-line just isn't that good. But with that being said, if the Niners do go down there and Jones has a great game, where do we go from here? What do we do with that? Because we can't use the excuse of, he didn't have the receivers that they normally have. If he goes down there and wins with the second string guys and third string guys, this is going to create a huge issue within the organization and Niner fans, because now we're going to now be pushing Jones, right? It's going to be the guy, moving forward. We all know Purdy can't do it unless he has everybody else around him. So there's a weird part of me. I know this is going to sound bad, but I kind of don't want them to win for that reason. I want him to win, but I don't want him to win because I know what it's going to create within fans and no doubt the organization. And so, I ask you guys, if Jones goes down there and performs well and the Niners roll out of there, let's say with a field goal win, I mean,
I could tell you now,
you're not starting Purdy next week. He's got to go on the IR for 4 weeks with the turf toe. And, furthermore, isn't the turf toe, isn't that what kind of derailed Deion Sanders,
Patrick
career?
Willis, Deion Sanders, yeah, a lot of athletes.
This is a serious injury. And I mean, the running joke is, oh, turf toe, turf. Oh, he stubs his toe. Yeah, that feels better after an hour or whatever. Now this is serious. I mean, if anybody's ever hurt their foot and you can't step into a throw, or you're just a little off balance because you're favoring, you can't perform at the highest level. So, in my opinion, with Purdy, you've got to shut him down for 4 weeks. If he's in that much pain after that game, you got to put him on the shelf for 4 weeks minimum.
Good call, man. I got to say something to that, Scotty, because I don't want to speak for Joe Spadoni, who's been doing great, but he kind of was banging that drum in regard to what will happen is somehow what we all expect to happen is a Rams win. Forget what it looks like. But if Mac was to be the quarterback, what that would do to the Brock Purdy cage. To me, Stoney, I'm going CNN. I always break it out. It's politics. Brock Purdy's been paid. But for that caller to say he would rather have them lose than not win because of what that would do to the Purdy cage, dude, this injury's the best thing to happen for you then. Then I already believe the Niners, but they showed me something else, Stoney. They didn't slow play this. They didn't give them that last week, Brock Purdy. And Mac Jones had won two games, but you could look at the film and say he could have lost those two. Bottom line is, you just paid your quarterback. That contract has not started. There's nothing I believe Mac Jones could do to threaten Brock and the kingdom that is being the 49ers starter for the foreseeable future.
I do.
But, like, what would it look like?
Exactly. It would look exactly like it looked when Garoppolo started getting hurt, looked more ineffective, and they had a guy waiting that they thought might be able to do a better job. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what happened with Garoppolo. It was, they always talked about
that's
performance
wild.
And injury.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I know it was only one game, so I'm not going there yet. I'm more.
But get that win tonight. They call it like he almost done it.
Good luck. But here's the other thing. Like what are people saying that if the 49ers go down there and win and go to 4-1, put him on the injured list?
No, because that was a Brock Purdy fan saying, "Slope, do what you've been kind of clamoring for. Just maybe the IR.
I'm not
off of it. So when you do come back and it hurts again, we can say we did our due diligence by giving you 4 weeks.
That's not what I'm
28
saying.
28 days.
I have no idea. That the only thing I know is logically it would make sense that if a guy rests something for 4 weeks, as opposed to 2 weeks, it should heal twice as much. Okay, but like, what about 8 weeks? What about six weeks? What about one versus two?
Don't you feel,
what about
I got
three
you.
Versus one?
Like, you feel
where did you
about,
come up
you
with
gave him
the four? Why? Like, where did that come from?
Because he was able to go after two, felt something. So I'm just thinking, had you Jacksonville been one this week, then he comes back in Tampa, would you just, because the right on the table brought to you by Echo Stoney is there might not be a number. There might not be a magic number. This is just it. This is how it's going to be. My point is, at least you can check that box of we didn't rush him back. And that's what I feel like half the fan base is feeling about how he played against Jacksonville, thinking you could defeat turf toe or manage it in 2 weeks. And Lo'Neal told us about the needle stories. Brock Purdy ain't even at that part of it.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station and the home of the Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. You know.
Yeah, that was all my thought.
There's one thing that, I wouldn't say a noise, but I've taken note of it, is, it looks like we're going to have to do this. This is going to have to be a theme, and I'm okay with it, though it's not my preference.
Right.
We're going to probably be doing a lot of radio where we're like, what do you do? Do you play him? Do you not play him? Do you save him? Do you not save him? Do you protect a player from himself? Do they have a team they could beat maybe with a backup? All this stuff. And we're commenting on it without really knowing the pain threshold of a player or the severity of the injury. So last week, we start talking on Thursday and Friday. What do you do? What do you do? What do you do? And all I said was, if neither quarterback's 100% and you don't think they can, then I would play Martinez. Oh, that's stupid.
I laughed.
Well, that's stupid. Hey, they're not gonna do that. All right. So now they played Purdy, and Purdy got hurt. Okay. So now, what are you going to do with Purdy? Do you give him, he had 2 weeks setback. You're right. Do we give him 4? I don't know. Like, I don't know anything about the injury.
But Kyle may just give him none and say, can you go?
Well, and then I would say if the 49ers lose tonight and Purdy says, I'm ready to go against Tampa Bay, and he plays in a similar fashion, and I don't care what the numbers say, this is where Kyle Shanahan's got to be an expert and a genius and use his eye test.
All right.
And I'd like to know from him if he could tell me truthfully, when you were watching that game, did you think Brock Purdy was the same Brock Purdy that he was at the end of last year? And if he said, he wasn't quite 100%, I'm not going to blame Kyle Shanahan for putting him out there, but then he's got to figure out what's good enough to give them the best opportunity to win a game. Mm. Is it Purdy out there maybe struggling a little, or is it Mac Jones? Now, I don't know. I'm starting to think that maybe Mac Jones would have played last week if he was healthy. We don't need to get into that. If they, what are you saying? They played Purdy even though he was injured because Mac was injured more.
Right.
I'm not going to get into that. If they did, that was not very smart. Clearly.
But just think about the headache that is what Kyle and Lynch are and just the Niners players and coaching staff and training staff are going through. Just, it's already a bear of a headache to think about. You got to do this every week with your starter. Now your backup was gimpy. Who's to say, hopefully he comes out of this game healthy, Mac Jones. But Stani, it's eerily getting to the point to where Martinez may have to play by default. And like, he's one hit away, concuss, whatever, something fluke happens tonight, he's on the field.
Here's the other thing. I don't know what's going to happen tonight, but like, if Mac Jones stinks tonight and looks awful, how will we know that Purdy would have looked better?
I think that's the least of your problems.
Even a healthy
Purdy.
You'll
never know.
Well, that's
just like we don't know how much of the toe is why Brock had an underwhelming performance.
Right. But what I'm saying is if Mac Jones stinks tonight and they get beat and we're like, well, there you go, Mac. Like, do we know that Purdy, even a healthy Purdy, with all the injuries, would it?
See, like, I don't think that's healthy. And how can you prove that? I get you.
If I told you the 49ers are going down there tonight with a healthy Mac Jones, what are their chances given the state of the team? Okay, but if they go down there with a healthy Brock Purdy, he's not healthy, but Brock at his best, how much do the odds increase that the Niners can win that game?
I'm being
given
real.
That Kittle's gone and Bosa, they got to go down intact.
15%.
All right. So,
I meant to say that number to be minimal.
Okay. And that's why if Purdy's healthy, he would play, because to me, 15% is a fair amount. That means you think your starter can win you 1.5 games over a 10.
But what if the reality is it's 4%? You know what I mean?
We'll never know.
Yeah.
But I'm just
go out here and play tonight well, Stani, and they just get stymied. We come in here tomorrow, they got beat over the head, but Mac looked, okay. That's on the table too.
Yeah. Let's go to Grandpa Daddy.
Our man.
In Hayward. What's up, Grandpa? How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen? I'm working from home today.
Oh, nice.
Talk to us about this toe,
Thank
man.
You very much.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I understand everybody's like all this about Mac Jones, Brock Purdy. Purdy, he did prove himself. I agree with Steiny. I need to see more from Mac Jones to say, oh my God, he can take Purdy's job. Because Purdy proved himself. The toe is what it is. Give him time to recover, Mac Jones. I don't care if you give him 2, 3, 4 games. When Purdy is 100%, bring him back. He ain't got to fear his job, bro. Now you're talking about draftism again, right? Mac Jones, number one. Purdy was number seeds in the 7th round, so he could take his job. I don't try to hear all that. Purdy showed what he's made of. Mac Jones, do your job. When Purdy gets well, come back and let's kick some ass. Bam. Bang, huh? Bang, Niner game, y'all.
There it is.
Thank Grandpa.
We should ask him a score. No, nah, this ain't the week to ask for a score.
Why not?
Because, you know.
I said 28-16.
But who's got the Niners in front? That's kind of what you're, the gist of you
think,
the exercise.
You think we can't find some optimistic Niner fans that think they're going to win tonight?
I haven't heard one person or seen anybody write Niners this, Rams that. And yeah. I ain't mad at you, Tupac. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Had something on Grandpa Dad. Oh, yes. The if Matt Jones goes down there and wins, like,
oh my gosh.
I don't. Yeah. Okay, what do you mean, oh my gosh?
It would be a super duper shock that you went down there hurt as you are. And the backup a week after your starter looked like boo-boo, that would be a shock.
Okay. I agree with that, okay. But I'm replying to what Grandpa Daddy said. Like
he sounded irritated about the notion.
I mean, if Mac Jones goes down there and wins tonight,
okay,
and Brock Purdy's ready to go against the Bucs, he's starting against the Bucs, Brock Purdy.
But we're talking about the fan base. We would still field calls like, what are they doing? Not everybody, but you know how this thing works.
Yeah,
because he would then be 3-0 as a starter, Mac Jones.
Let me bring Evan in on this one. Do you really think if Mac Jones goes down there and plays really well and somehow they win, that could impact the season, the way we approach the quarterback situation, irrespective of Purdy's health?
God, I didn't say that, but yeah.
That's such a... What? What are you asking?
I said, like, if Mac Jones goes down...
Does it impact the quarterback decisions? Yes, 100%.
If Mac Jones goes down there and wins the game tonight...
Plays well.
And next Sunday, they determine Purdy's healthy. Purdy will start against Tampa Bay, I believe.
And I don't think that there's a way he's going to be 100% healthy.
And there's no way I would let him start that game.
Fair enough. Mac Jones is great. Purdy's not ready by Tampa Bay. Mac Jones looks great again. Who's after that?
You have to reevaluate each week.
Man, no,
but now that's the week.
Yeah.
So the minute Purdy is 100%, he's going back in regardless.
Yes, but I think it's going to be very difficult with the injury he has for him to be 100%.
Like, I don't think that we're, Stoddy, with all the intel we have, okay. It's not just...
I don't believe we're anywhere near a controversy.
Oh, no, okay.
I guess what I'm getting at.
If Mac Jones wins this game tonight, there are going to be a lot of people that call into post-game tomorrow that just will say, ride Mac until he loses.
Yeah.
100%.
No, that's fair. And, totally and in agree. Order in order to in order for me to be right with this, I would say, oh yeah, the fans will be upset, but that's not a controversy.
But you also don't know if or when Purdy's going to be 100%. We thought he's 100% last week.
Well, that's the thing. We're just using a hypothetical of, you know, what if Mac runs the table for three or four games and then Purdy, I mean, like Purdy's
it's his
health,
show. They
Purdy's
just
health
him a
is not going to be determined by how well Mac Jones plays
but,
or not.
But
like
the
his toe's going to heal
fan
or not.
Base will if he pulls this off.
Right. And
some will be like, hey, Brock, take all the time you need, bud.
Right. And what I'm saying is I don't think in Kyle Shanahan's mind there will be one, because even if he thinks there is one, I'll bet you he'll say, well, I'm going with Mac Jones because Brock still isn't healthy. Like, I don't think I don't think it can ever come to Purdy losing his job over this.
Well, that
not
his job,
not saying
but
that
you can
either.
Push him back.
That.
Yeah.
Like seriously, if Mac Jones wins this game tonight,
yeah,
could you? Man.
Why would you want to rush Brock Purdy back?
Well, like
that
that's
goes to what we just talked about.
I guess that's the thing. I'm not saying that playing him Sunday is rushing him back. Maybe playing him the week after next Sunday is rushing him back. Like, because I don't have any idea of the severity. So if that's the case, that he could play Sunday, but he'd be better the following Sunday and you beat the Rams, yeah, then I think, you know what, let's be safe. Like that's, but I don't know that it doesn't sound like the injury's that clear cut. That's, I guess, what I'm saying.
So let's give him 4 weeks if somehow we just talked about it.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know that it's that clear cut that on October 2nd, you can say, let's give him a month. And on November 1st, he's going to be ready, November 1st, he's going to be ready to go.
But my point,
and I don't know.
Evans, I don't want to speak for him. If somehow I'm stacking up chips with my backup quarterback, I wouldn't want to upset the apple cart.
Well, in theory, if
like
Mac
if I'm
Jones,
rolling with Mac Jones.
Okay,
just,
so let's just say they shut him down for a month and Mac goes undefeated. And now it's November 1st and Purdy's like,
I think you would,
I've been alive.
As a coaching staff, what's best for the team, you would have to assess that.
Okay.
I'm not saying you're ignored.
Wrong.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you're
Brock,
wrong.
Brock, your job's not in jeopardy for the future. You're our guy. We paid you.
I also
but
think
for
that's,
the now,
right.
Why would we might, come on.
That's why they're not, I also think that's why they're not going to shut him down for a month. Because I don't think they can say right now they could be like, yeah, that'll help solve the problem. But then they got to say, well, what if he's ready in 2 weeks? But we've lost a couple games and we need him back. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're looking for two kinds of people out there. One are who's optimistic about the game tonight. They think the 49ers can pull this off. And then two, obviously, it's a question this week, and it may be a question moving forward. How do you determine when Brock Purdy plays and when he sits and when you go with Mac Jones? 888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.